Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There are four core regrets over and over again, and they tend to transcend the domains of life. We often think of our regrets as like, oh, I have a career regret. Oh no, but I have a health regret, or I have a romance regret. But what I found is the four regrets are these: foundation regrets. Foundation regrets are, if only I'd done the work. These are regrets people have about not studying hard enough in university, or not taking care of their health, or smoking, or not eating right, or not saving money. Small decisions that accumulate to bad consequences. The second one, huge category, boldness regrets. These are regrets that people have that say, if only I'd taken the chance. They didn't start a business. They didn't ask that crush out for a date. They didn't travel. They had an opportunity at one point in their life to do something beyond play it safe. They chose not to do that, and now they regret it. Third category are moral regrets. If only I'd done the right thing. These are people who, at a certain point in their life, could do the right thing or the wrong thing. They do the wrong thing, and it still bugs them, which is in some way, its own way, heartening. It shows that I think people want to be good. And the final one are connection regrets. Connection regrets are, if only I'd reached out. These are regrets about relationships, where you have a relationship, or you should have had a relationship, and it comes apart, usually through drifts, and you want to reach out, but you don't because you think it's going to be awkward and the other side's not going to care, so it drifts out even more, and then in some cases it ends up being too late. And so these four regrets, to me, reveal what makes life worth living. What do we want out of life? We want a stable foundation. We want some stability. We want a chance to do something. We want a chance to learn and grow and lead a psychologically rich life. We want to do the right thing. I'm convinced that most of us want to do the right thing. And what else do we want? We want love. We want connection to other people. And that's what makes life worth living. In a weird way, regret also taught me about what makes a good life, because as I had, you know, collected 16,000 regrets from people in 105 countries. And when they told me their regrets, in a sense, they were also telling me about what made life worth living.
How do I turn that? Like, how do I take something that feels like it hurts and turn it into progress?
This is important. In some ways, it's central. Regret hurts. There's no question about that. But here's the thing. Regret also instructs, and you can't have one without the other. So if you avoid the pain, you don't get any of the learning. So what you have to do is be able to process that pain. And I think there's a way for us to do that, to take our regrets, use them as signals. We haven't been taught to do that. That's the problem. We have this weird approach. We have this weird view of negative emotions. Like, some of us think, oh, positive all the time. Da, 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 da. That leads to delusion. Some of us get so absorbed in our negative emotions that they, in some ways, exonerate us from making progress. That's a bad idea, too. What we need to do is we need to process our negative emotions in a systematic way. And I think there's a good way to do that. What we need to do is we need to think about our regrets. And when we think about our regrets, the evidence is pretty clear that they can help us make better decisions, solve problems faster, be better strategists, find greater meaning in our life. What I had is I had this giant database of regrets, and I would look on my computer screen and see them listed there. And you know what? It wasn't that much of a downer because I felt like people were trying to make sense of it. There's some interesting research on this. One of the things that we think about disclosure of our vulnerabilities and our setbacks and so forth is that people will like us less. And in fact, they actually like us more when we do that. And so I actually had a lot of respect for people willing to disclose and willing to explain. And I felt like I was actually helping them make sense of this regret. So it wasn't that much of a downer. Over and over and over again around the world, the same four regrets kept coming up. And I found that fascinating because there wasn't much national difference. What's more, as I said earlier, these four regrets are revealing because by revealing our regrets, we are revealing what we value the most. And so to me, these four core regrets operate as a photographic negative of the good life. That is, if we understand what people regret the most, we actually understand what they value the most. So in a weird way, these 16,000 regrets are not a downer as much as they are a pointer to what makes life worth living. Many of these decisions are less monumental than that. There's this kind of a focusing illusion that when we're making a decision, we think that that's the most important decision there is. And so for me, I think a tool is to make decisions for fundamental reasons rather than instrumental reasons, which goes to what you were talking about before, about careers as a line. That if we make decisions, if I decide I'm going to major in this because it's going to lead to that, which is going to lead to that, which is going to lead to that, I think that's a bad idea because it's a bad bet because you have no idea where it's going to lead. If you major in something because you like it, because it's interesting, because you find it compelling, major in that because you're going to learn a lot, you're going to do really well, and you have no idea where it's going to lead. And so, you know, the reason that I like making decisions for fundamental reasons rather than instrumental reasons is not because I have this noble view of the world, it's that instrumental reasons don't work because the world is so complicated. So you're better off just making decisions for fundamental reasons, doing things you care about that are meaningful and that contribute, and being alert to opportunity along the way, recognizing that, as you said earlier, that the path is not a path, it's the opposite of a line. It's a messy, three-dimensional squiggle.
So many of our viewers and listeners are worried about their career. Like, I don't have clarity. I need the one thing. Can you give us a sense of your career? Like, how did you end up where you are now? Was it a straight line or something else?
I don't know what the opposite of a straight line is. I know, is a straight line a circle? Is a straight line like a jumble? No, there are no straight lines. I don't say this like to be glib or to be a joke. It's like there was not a huge amount of like long-term planning. At a certain point, I think I felt like I needed a long-term plan. But then what I also found is that any long-term plan immediately hits the ugly truth of reality and then becomes a joke. And so for me, I think very carefully about what's next.
Any regrets you'd care to share? Anything that feels like, you know, that stands out?
Yeah, all kinds of regrets. I have regrets earlier in my life about not being a kind enough person, not bullying people, but actually being in situations where there was someone on the periphery or someone being left out and noticing that and not doing anything. That really bugs me. Like many people, there were a lot of people who talked about regretted not going to funerals. And there's one funeral that I'm thinking of, a guy who I worked with. I wasn't like a close friend, but I didn't go to his funeral because I was like really busy that day, and I still regret that. So that's a smaller one. For the folks who are interested in careers, which is a lot of your audience, I know, one of my favorite techniques is what Tina Seelig at Stanford University calls a failure resume. Like, I made a failure resume, a list of all of my setbacks and mistakes and blunders, and you list all those.
Yeah, you got it?
Hell yeah. You list all those, and then you think about, like, what did you learn from that, and then how can you apply it going forward? And so again, you know, for me, you know, you can't spend a few years on a topic without it changing you, particularly a topic with such emotional freight as regret. But the idea that you should never look backward on your life and say, oh, I wish I had done things differently, is actually a terrible blueprint for living. And I think one of the problems is, you know, especially in North America, is that we're a little over-indexed on positivity. You know, positive emotions are incredibly important, but and they should outnumber our negative emotions, but we need some negative emotions because they instruct us. And our most prominent negative emotion is regret. And because regret teaches us, it instructs us, it clarifies what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And so we need to understand how to deal with our negative emotions. We can't ignore them like no regrets. We can't wallow in them like, oh my God, it's so terrible, I'm such an awful person. So among the misunderstandings are, we think that when we experience regret, it's somehow an aberration, when in fact, everybody experiences regret. Regret makes us human. Regret is part of the human condition. What's more, we think that regret makes us weaker, when in fact, the research shows that done right, regret can make us stronger, that we can enlist our regrets as an engine for forward progress.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.